Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Dr. Debbie, I salute you.
Why is that?
You have a tough job. It is a very tough job because you have animals that, frankly, probably don't want to be poked and prodded and blood taken, and you have to deal with animals' hands on you. You must get bit, don't you?
You know, it happens, but I think a lot of it is, as I get older, you know, I don't want to see an animal disturbed. And if I pick up a sign that they're uncomfortable with the situation, it's time to take a step back or try something else, drugs, you know, maybe just coming at it a different direction, just so that they're more at ease. So I try not to get bit. That's usually a sign that I have failed in my job to at least communicate on the animal's level. So it's better not to get bit.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, it takes a lot of fortitude to do what you do. And I know that there's a movement. It's the fear-free movement. You've heard about it, right? You've heard about it on the show, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think and a lot of veterinarians do employ some of those techniques. But yeah, this is a more formalized way to address this, not just in the vet office, but at home, too.
And basically what it is it's a way to make your animals like the vet, enjoy going to the vet, maybe even want to go to the vet.
And not just the vet. Go to the groomers to take a car ride. If you want to enjoy vacationing with your pet, getting in a car and going for an hour or two drive, or having to take them to the groomers to get their hair trimmed and their ears cleaned, you know, rather than go in and just hope for the best that they're going to be well-adjusted, you want to set them up for success. Train them to tolerate and find these things okay and unscary. That's the thing. They're scared. They just don't understand it. So expose it to them in good, positive experiences, and that'll help them be more well-rounded.
Well, a lot of great experts are coming around to this fear-free movement is what they're calling it. And one of those is Steve Dale, certified animal behavior consultant Steve Dale. Yes, the iconic, legendary Steve Dale will be on the show today with us to talk about the fear-free movement and how to make it so that your pets do like going to the vet or to the groomer or those places that they usually don't like going. So be listening and have your pen and paper. I got my pen and paper. I'm going to be taking all kinds of notes so that I make sure the next time I go to the vet with my cat, who just despises it, just doesn't like it, I'm going to make sure that next time she does like it. Because she'll have to go. They have to go because if you don't give them the medical treatment that they need, I mean, they're not going to live the long extended life that you hope.
Right. Or I can give you another example. I've seen cats that come to the office that I can't touch. I cannot physically get them out of the carrier without myself or an owner getting injured. So those are cats. Unfortunately, I can't do a whole lot. They got to go under gas anesthesia for me to handle them. So had we rewound that situation years prior and exposed them to getting in a carrier, going to the vet, you know, going somewhere in a carrier just to not be so afraid, it would have been so nice.
Okay, well, there's plenty of time for us to learn now so that we can make our vet visits better in the future. Let's see. We're about to go to the phones. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to visit with our Miss Lori Brooks from the Animal Radio Newsroom, the palatial animal. You know what? Why is it your studio is much bigger than ours? I don't understand that. Is that a part of your deal?
I pay rent, you know. So you have to when you bring four dogs to work with you.
What are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, we're going to talk about some of the, amazing exotic animals that people are buying online. It's kind of sad. I have to warn you about this one.
And this is happening in Nevada, too, I understand. Can I mention any of the animals that you're going to be talking about, or will that blow the story?
No, you can talk. Yeah, we're going to talk about wallabies, which are from the kangaroo family.
Do you see any wallabies there? Of course, you practice in Nevada, Dr. Debbie.
I certainly do, but no, we do not see wallabies at my office, so... Not
would you
not
know how to treat a wallaby?
You know, I definitely have doctors that do. Myself, no. I would proceed with great caution around a wallaby.
Yeah, that would be, I wonder if you need a fear-free movement for those exotic pets. Okay, so we're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. And Lori has a news story on what's happening in Nevada and actually across the country and online. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Violet, how are you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good. What's going on in your world?
Actually, I have a problem with a cat that keeps on going in my one room, and she's got her own room and her own little tree and everything, but I can't let her out because she's got hit by the car twice. She waits for the cars to come, and then she zooms out.
She's a danger lover.
She's pooping in my room, and she keeps on pooping there. So now I don't know. Someone told me to get some miracle stuff to put down, clean it up. I've tried kitty litters. I've went through so many of them. I went back to her old one now. Now someone told me to do like a little rescue remedy in her water. Now, I put a couple drops. I don't know how many drops I should put in, but I put like 5. But now we're seeing something different. She's stressed out. So now I'm just wondering what kind of behavior, what can I do for her?
Okay. So let me just get this clear. She stays indoors, and she has how many litter boxes?
She has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in one room.
In one room, one location. Wow. Okay.
I don't want her missing.
Okay. And then are there other kitties in the home?
In the other room. There's another room.
Okay. So she does not leave this room?
No, she does not.
Mm-mm. Okay. So then how is she getting to another room and going inappropriately?
No, she's doing it in her room.
In her room. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so there's other cats.
And it's bad what she's doing.
It's kind of what?
In front of you.
Okay, yeah. And it's not malicious. She's not doing it to tell you that she's pissed at you. She's unhappy. She's very unhappy with her situation. Now, is she only pooping out of the box or is she peeing out of the box?
No, she's peeing in the box, but she's pooping outside.
Okay. All righty. So this is a little bit kind of odd situation, I'll be honest, Violet, because a cat that only lives in one room, she's got a very enclosed, small area. So she may be hearing things in the other rooms. She may be, you know, smelling things, other cats, other people, animals going by. And that can be a stressful thing. So in some situations, cats will just have a complete aversion to their litter box. And then sometimes it's stress related. So I like the idea you're giving her ample sites, but she's still not liking it. She's there's something about the litter box environment that she's not happy with. So I would say that, you know, I would love it if she had more room in the home that she could call her own, because that would be a more natural exploration.
And the next day we got presents again. We'll let her back in her room, because she'll try to go out the doggy door, and then we have to catch her before she runs out to the street.
Okay. All right. So
I've tried other stuff for her, but it's really hard because I don't want her getting hit by a car. I don't want her... She thinks dogs love her to death, that they'll eat her, you know?
Yeah. Well, Violet, your challenge is going to be that it's not going to be what we give her to make her stop this. It's going to be how we change things in her current environment to make her go into the litter box. Okay. So it's really, she's like someone at a fair who really doesn't want to use that porta potty and will go crouch in the alley because they don't want to go in that dirty porta potty.
I'm telling you.
Or something that's upsetting in that litter box area. So I like the idea if you've tried litter changes. There may be other things we do. We take the lids off the litter boxes. We may try other things in addition to that. As far as a regular litter box for some cats is just too tall. So we'll try a lower profile litter box, like an under
cat. A smaller one and then a bigger one and then I take the lid off.
Not just small in size. So the size of a litter box should be 1.5 times the length of the cat. But we also want a low profile one. That means a low ledge to step over. And usually carpet, storage boxes that go under beds, you know, for like wrapping paper, things like that. Those are nice and low. Now, we may say we're going to try something totally alternative in that litter box besides litter. Now, we can try scoopable litter. Most cats prefer scoopable litter over clay style litters. But we may even try other things. Like I've had cats that like to go in dirt or that like to go in grass outside. So we may actually put those items inside her litter box. The other thing I would ask you to put in the litter is a product called Cat Attract. And it helps to attract and draw attention to the litter box and makes kitties want to go in that area. So that might be one thing to try there. And then as far as, you know, we just need to make sure we're making our kitty as comfortable as possible. So pheromones are helpful. She may be a cat. We need to take her to the vet. Talk to the vet and see if she's a candidate for behavioral medications. But everything you're describing to me is that she is unhappy about her living situation. And she's not doing it to spite you. She's not trying to get you mad. She doesn't know what to do. And this is how she's expressing herself.
I thought maybe because when she got hit by the car twice, maybe something happened to her.
And that's one reason why to try the low profile litter box may be one thing to do. And I don't know the extent of her injuries, but yeah, absolutely. If she had something down in the pelvic area, that can cause pain. And so if we have some kind of chronic pain back there, you know, that's the next thing. Yeah, so that too, I would make sure, talk to your veterinarian about that.
Yeah, my other one, my other veterinarian's giving her glucosamine.
Great, good,
so,
good.
And she actually hung herself on a fence, but she goes outside. She pees in the toilet, so she's kind of figured out. Own thing, and she doesn't want no one in there. So we have to keep hers only. Period. Hers.
Mm-hmm.
So Casey tells you everything about her. So
wow,
really trippy. I mean.
That's a lot of poopy details here we got, Violet. Well, I hope that's of some help. I mean, you've definitely got kind of a lot of things going on with trying to manage. And definitely, you know, I like the idea you got a tree for her, give her things to do, those little hammies that you put by the window so she can look outside.
Yeah.
And a lot of those cat dispensing interactive toys, you know, treats, you know, things for her to do.
Some kind of thing that plugs in the wall also.
That's the pheromone diffuser, and that's a scent hormone that has a natural calming effect. So it can help. I don't find a lot of time it helps tremendously with defecation issues. It's usually more for cats with elimination issues. So they're peeing in inappropriate spots. But you can try it. It wouldn't hurt, certainly. So
now I'm thinking it's more that she wants attention.
No, she's not defecating for attention. Cats don't do that. They don't do that. It's not in their playbook. She's defecating for either, say, a medical reason, that she's having pain, or that she's unhappy with her litter box environment. So those are the focuses that I would really, don't turn it into a human emotion. Cats don't think that way. It's really how we can make her happy.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hi, it's Lisa Laporta from HGTV for Animal Radio. Please spay and neuter your pet.
If you're between the ages of 55 and 63, disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. The average is about $1,300 a month. It's a benefit you are entitled to from working. Use it to pay your normal living expenses. This free call only takes 10 minutes, and it could provide you the necessary financial relief you need. Plus, our services cost you nothing until you receive your benefit check. Save yourself time and aggravation. We know how to get the job done for you. You as quickly as possible. So if you are physically or mentally disabled and can't return to work, and you're between the ages of 55 and 63, learn if you qualify for your $1,300 a month check. Make this free call right now to the Social Security Disability Helpline.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
They say no two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app with over 16 million subscriptions sold? Well, we thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. She's an artist and absolutely a visual learner. She's doing a deep dive into our Babbel wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Malcolm is very much a type A, say it to my face type of learner. So he checks with Babbel's speech recognition to make sure that accent?
Sur le point.
Keith is sweet. He's a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
Wherever you are, however you learn, Babbel is the best choice to break any language barrier. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.